Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf, Yud Zayin. Pick it up on Kuf Tezan, Bees, Bada Baum, and a page, Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Continuing on with inheritance, we now get into the famous story of Binos Tzlavchad. That is the daughters of a guy by the name of Tzlavchad. And fascinatingly, a bunch of women, and they inherit their father along with the father's brothers. Fascinating, because they didn't have any sons. And this is talking about the Nachla, the inheritance, that the part of the Eretz Yisrael, when they're splitting up the land, that everyone gets a small part of the land. Now the question is, when exactly did that happen? When was it split up? Who's getting what part of the land? Did it happen those that left Mitzrayim, or those that were going into Eretz Yisrael? That's a machlokas. And maybe both. Let's take a look. Says the Gemara. Benot Tzlavchad natlu gimel chalakim benachla. The daughters of Tzlavchad, they end up taking three portions of chalakim in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashbam, benachla, benachla is Eretz Yisrael. U'mishum de'amr la'el, since we said earlier, kol yotze yurecho shall ben kodem la'achin, right, all of the yotze yurecho, you know, all the offshoot, all the offspring of the son, go before the brothers, da'ash me'inan, Debas Haben, the daughter of the son, Nochel's Makom Ben, goes in place of the son. Mishum Hachi Nakad La, Shari Benot Salafkad, Nachalu Chelek Avien, Benichse Chefer, Bimkom Salafkad Avien. They ended up getting the Chelek of Chefer. There's a guy named Chefer, he had a son named Salafkad, and he had daughters. So Chefer had a son, Salafkad, with a bunch of brothers, and Salafkad had daughters, and then Salafkad died, and they stood in place of their father. They got the portion of their father, who was among those that left Mitzrayim, and that's going according to the Shita that says that when they left Mitzrayim, those that are leaving Mitzrayim, they're the ones who got the Nachala. So those who left Egypt, even if they would die, they still had a portion. That portion would go down to their children. So let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. They go and they inherit. And then let's say Reuven has a son. Shimon has 10 sons. And then Reuven and Shimon both end up dying. Reuven gets whatever. Reuven's son gets all that was given over to Reuven. And Shimon's sons get all given to Shimon. They split amongst themselves. That is the way that we're saying it. For not only that, but Chefer died. So now that gets split up amongst his sons. And since Tzlavchad was dead, the father, therefore they get the portion of him. So they get Tzlavchad's portion. They get Chefer's portion that would have gone to Tzlavchad. And because of the fact that he was a Bechor, therefore they get a double chelik, so end up walking away with three chalakim. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Zayin. Tinan, we learned in a Mishnah, Kemanda Amar, Leotzim Mitzrayim Nischakal Arts. This is going, our Mishnah is going according to the one who says that the lane was split up amongst those that were the ones that left Mitzrayim. Those who says, Rishbam Klomar, Levai Ha'aretz, Nischakal Arts. Kefi Chesbon shall yotze mitzrayim. And the wedding goes to Chesbon of who left mitzrayim. Shen etlu b'toris Yerusha me'avoseim. The lefi Chesbon arishon shenimnu b'shana shniya letzeisim mitzrayim. Nischalko aretz keilu Yerusha hein atzman. It becomes like it's Yerusha itself. Mishayelo ata b'bias haaretz ben echad no kochal chaluko mishayelo. Asarabanam nami lo natu ben kulam ela chelik echad. Like we just explained, the Reuven and Shimon shtickle. The Tanya of Lenten Abrai says, Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Liotzi Mitzrayim, Schokal Aretz, that we go according to the Yotzi Mitzrayim, like we just said right now. Shenemer, the Pasuk says, Lishamos Matos Avosam Yinchalu. This we're going to ask later. How do we know this Pasuk is talking about that? But anyway, the Pasuk says, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers, shall they inherit. Right? And so therefore, says the Rashbam, shall Eila shenimnu b'tzis Mitzrayim in chalo Eilu, according to the ones that left Mitzrayim. Eilu delosin yichalku anachala ve'eilu asher kamu tachteim yirshom. The ones that come under them, they're going to be yirshom. Come on, mefarish minalan, Hamad Bey is going to be mefarish. The high avosam b'yotzei Mitzrayim come. I don't know that avosam means the ones that left Mitzrayim. Maybe it means even earlier than that. Elamani mekayim le'eila techalak aretz benachal eyes. What about the fact that it says, to these shall the land be apportioned as an inheritance, which is implying that it was done. So the ones who actually went into the land of Israel, when it went to Eretz Yisrael itself, le'eila ka'eila. What it means is, What it means is that it should be like these, to these, like these. Just like these are the ones that are over 20 years old, so too when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it's looking at the ones that are over 20 years old. Lahotzis, Tfalim, coming to exclude the kids that are under 20 from getting a piece in the land of Israel. He says, no, it was only coming into Eretz Yisrael that was done. What do I mean with the fact that it says Lishmos Matas of Asamichalo? What do I mean with the fact that it says the according to the names of the tribes of their fathers that they inherit, which applies to the ones who left Mitzrayim. Mishuna nachala zu mikol nachal shebeolam. It's coming to tell you that this type of Yerusha, that of Eretz Yisrael, is different than all the types of Yerusha. Shekol nachal shebeolam, all the number ones, chayin yorshin mason, the living inherit those that died. Vekan mason yorshin chayin. But over here, the dead ones are yorish, the live ones, and they give it back to the dead ones. Right? That means after it was given to each person who goes to Eretz Yisrael, it goes back to the dead father ones who left in time, and then it's redistributed to the Yorshim after the fact. Now, what that means is, if let's say it ends up being, let's say you have two brothers, you have Reuven and Shimon, they left Mitzrayim. Reuven has one son who goes into Eretz Yisrael, Shimon has 10. So the sons would get what? That comes out to a total of 11. But it would, the way that it works here is that it would go back to Reuven and Shimon and then resplit. As opposed to Reuven's son getting one and Shimon's getting one split amongst the other 10, and now these 11 portions go back to Reuven and Shimon as together and get split up 5.5, 5.5. So that's the different type of Yerusha that I'm here. I'm a Rabbi, I'm Shalom Mashal. I'll give you a Mashal to explain this. What's this compared to? You have two brothers at a Kohen, they live in one city. One has one son, another one has two sons. They go to the Goren, to the granary, to get the Truma for their fathers. The one has one son, he takes one portion. The one has two, he takes two. They give it back to their fathers. They take it, they split it, then they put it back in the pot and they resplit it. Instead of one getting one, the other getting two, and now the one gets one and a half, and the one son gets that, you know, and the other gets 1.5 as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, another opinion is actually a double whammy. Beep, turn the page. Kufi Zayim Abayis. Le'elu ula elu nishakal arts. It was split up according to those who left the tribe and those on Eretz Yisrael. Kedei l'kayim shtei mikros lo, in order to be mekayim both of these psokim. Frankly, Mara, hey, Kate said, how would you do that? Hayom Yotzei Mitzrayim. If someone's part of those who left Mitzrayim, notel chelkel and Yotzei Mitzrayim. He got a portion of those who left Mitzrayim. Hayom Bayaretz, of those who came into Eretz Yisrael, the notel chelkel and Bayaretz. They get a chelkel of those who came into the land. And most people don't forget that left Mitzrayim didn't make it. They all died because of the Meraglim, 40 years, etc. But so they had a lot of them died, and then you had those that were born during that time that went in. But there are some that made it for both of them. And then we say, Mikan and Mikan, those who were in both of those, they get both. Notel Chelko, Mikan, Umikan, they get a chelik, a double chelik. Those from the chelik when it was given when they left in time, and a chelik when they turned to Israel. Miraglim, Yoshua, and Kalev, Notel Chelkom. The Miraglim, they lost their chalakam, and Yoshua and Kalev, they got as a gift. Mislonanim, Ba'adas Karach, Loyalam, Chelik, Ba'arts, but those that complained. The complainers, the 250 people that hooked up with Korach Vadaso, Korach writes so Mislon and Vadas Korach Loyalam Chelik Baris didn't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Habanim, the kids of these Aveir mongers, not the B'schus of Yevim, they got but from the B'schus of not their father but their father's fathers, the B'schus of Yevim from the father's mothers, from their mother's fathers. That's where they ended up getting from. Now, Frankly Gemara, like we asked a few moments ago, my mashad ha'ilish most matas of asam, that we said that means according to the names of the tribes of their fathers, meant when they're leaving Mitzrayim. Who says ha'ilish mashad b'yotzei Mitzrayim k'sif? Dimlish shvatim kamerla. Maybe it goes all the way back to the shvatim, to the Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yudas, Achazvun, Lindana, Feli, Gadash, Yazab, Yamin, and therefore it's divided equally. And for the Gemara, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, v'nasati osa lachem marasha and yashem. Another pasuk says that it was clear that the land was given to those who left Mitzrayim, because it says, and I will give it, the land of Israel, to you as a merush, as a legacy, I am Hashem, Yerusha hi lachem me'avaseichem, means a land as a Yerusha from your forefathers. So the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Kamer Luther, is talking about the people that were the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Says Rashbam, devadai lachem nemar pasuk. Certainly that was talking about clearly talking about those that are Yotzei Mitzrayim. Once we know that's the case, therefore we can now understand the fact that Lishmos Matas of Asam is talking about those that are left from Mitzrayim as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.